A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the time came for their purification according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every firstborn male shall be designated as holy to the Lord. And they offered a sacrifice according to what is stated in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This man was righteous and devout, looking forward to the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit rested on him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Messiah. Guided by the Spirit, Simeon came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him what was customary under the law, Simeon took him in his arms and praised God, saying, "Master, now you are dismissing your servant in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel." And the child's father and mother were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to his mother Mary, "This child is destined for the falling and the rising of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be opposed, so that the inner thoughts of many will be revealed. And a sword will pierce your own soul too." The Gospel of the Lord. A sword will pierce your own soul too. As the Christmas dust kind of settles around us, I thought I would just be really direct today and ask you, if you're listening, were there any ways over this Christmas that a sword pierced your soul? Maybe you looked around among the celebrations and you saw that there was a family conflict simmering under the surface, or maybe even it boiled over in the kitchen or at the dining room table or out in the backyard. Or maybe among the gifts and the meals, you knew that there was a marriage breaking up. Parents trying to hold it together. Maybe there's illness in your family. Maybe you've lost someone. Or maybe you lost someone during previous holiday seasons and you always miss that person at this time of year. You know, this kind of piercing isn't from our own struggles. It's pain that we experience deep in our souls on behalf of those we love. Because to love is to open your soul to being pierced. As Simeon foretells in this reading from Luke, Mary was going to experience this for her son. And the Gospels show us that Jesus experienced it for all of humanity. Having our soul pierced is the preeminent sign, everybody, that we love. It's how we look into the heart of God, who loved so much and so deeply that he came among us and bore that piercing and turned it into life. Like Mary, we learn to experience that in our families. And like Jesus, as we grow in the Christian journey, we begin to see that it's for everyone. You all, I'm not trying to kill your Christmas joy here. I just really want us all to remember that it's only complete when all God's people and God's good creation can share it. And only then can all of our pierced places, our families, our communities, our countries, indeed the whole earth, only then can they be made whole. The child Jesus, the infant whose birth we celebrate, invites us to participate in the journey of his whole life, to the end of realizing God's saving plan for all of God's creation.